Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick, and the Radio Thrift Shop is your weekly show of musical and media exploration from the past century of recorded sound. Thrift Shop is better than plugging a Victrola into a time machine and is heard right here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, online at classicalwscs.org.
This is program number 606.
Thank you.
from 1969, that's instrumental group John Bunyan's Progressive Pilgrims with Song Without Words. Before that, the one and only Mr. Wes Montgomery with California Dreamin'. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, coming to you from Skybird Studios here in the great north woods of Coos County. Digging through the record crates for all kinds of dusty grooves. a couple of scarce 45 RPM singles. That was Vince and the Waikiki Rumblers with Pacifica. And before that, we heard Artie Barsamian and his orchestra with The Enchanting Melody on J Records from Watertown, Massachusetts. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. And yeah, if your radio is playing a forgotten song, it's probably Radio Thrift Shop.
Two strums were all it took to make music history. Ear on the soundbeat. An electric pulse hits the listener's ears twice. Few people at the time had heard the sound recorded. The year was 1938, and when trombonist and guitarist Eddie Durham recorded his arrangement of Moton Swing with the Kansas City Five, it was one of the first jazz recordings made with the electric guitar. But that wasn't the end of Durham's progressive ways. He also organized one of the first all-female orchestras, and he invented the non-pressure technique, a way of playing the trombone without too much pressure on the lips, as to not leave behind a mark after playing. This episode was written in part by Syracuse University students Seth Kluke Barony and Megan Mary Gibbs as part of the Soundbeat class partnership. For more on the SBCP, go to soundbeat.org right now. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
You're listening to DJ Frederick and the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS, classicalwscs.org. From a compilation album released on Numero Records, Driftless Dreamers in Cuca County, that was Patti Whip with Walkin'. And before that, we heard a tune called Jubilation, performed by Bud Shank, recorded on January 25th, 1956, and released on Pacific Jazz. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you have been visiting the Radio Thrift Shop, where there's no agenda, no genre, just music I enjoy sharing with you.
Thank you. Exploring Science in the Sea. The chambered nautilus comes from a long line of survivors. Its earliest ancestors appeared more than 500 million years ago. Its family tree has persisted through 5 global extinctions, including the one that killed the dinosaurs. But the modern-day nautilus may not do so well. It's threatened by the current extinction event caused by our changing climate. And it's also threatened by its own beauty. People are killing millions of them for their spiral shells and the shell's mother-of-pearl lining. The nautilus is a relative of the octopus and squid. Its shell consists of a series of chambers. The animal can fill each chamber with air or water to control its depth. It appears to be a scavenger, living mainly on scraps. The nautilus inhabits tropical waters in the Indian and Western Pacific Oceans, but it doesn't appear to be as common as it used to be. In fact, it's vanished from some locations. One reason may be climate change. It might not be able to survive in the warmer and more acidic oceans, or it could be moving northward to cooler waters as its current habitat heats up. It could also be moving deeper. It can't go too deep, though, or its beautiful shell will implode under the pressure. The nautilus is also being hunted for its shells. From 2000 to 2016, about 1.7 million shells were brought into the United States alone. Some countries are protecting the creatures, and the U.S. has listed the nautilus as threatened, a survivor that's trying to hang on. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
It's time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
From Fair Oaks, California, gateway to Sacramento, Tate Bloom writes, Dear Dr. Science, why does my cassette player eat my tapes? What could I feed it as a substitute?
Your cassette player is hungry. So many people have this problem because they never bothered to read the instruction manual that came with their tape player when they bought it. You may recall some mention of head cleaning solution. Well, this is just another term for tape player food. If you don't feed the heads, they'll eat your tape. It's that simple. The food they like best is 90% rubbing alcohol. The normal 70% solution you buy at the neighborhood drugstore just won't cut the mustard. You'll end up with a rusty-headed, hungry tape player that'll still eat your tapes. Hope I've answered your question.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.
And it's time to open the thrift shop with DJ Frederick.
Sailing ships upon the sea aren't lovelier than you or the games I see you play. You more lovely than the day when the sun is in your eyes. I see through your disguise all the games I see you play. You more lovely than the day when the sun is in your eyes. I see through your disguise all the games I see you play. Sailing ships upon the sea aren't lovelier than you or the games I see you play. You more lovely than the day when the sun is in your eyes. I see through your disguise all the games I see.
So
toast and marmalade for tea. That's what's on the breakfast menu here at the thrift shop. Welcome back. I'm DJ Frederick. This is program number 607. And I'm celebrating 24 plus years here on the airwaves at WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and broadcasting online at classicalwscs.org. I'm here every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight, digging through the record crates and spinning them on the turntable. That's Tony Mottola with Moonlight in Vermont, which is just a stone's throw from Skybird Studios here. Before that, Chet Atkins with a theme to Exodus. And we started that set off with a very cool cover of Time of the Seasons by a band named Electric Woods. Just Electric Woods, a little apostrophe, electric. Released on ABC Records. I think it was a promo-only record back in the day. Probably only sent to radio stations. Really nice marimba there. Electric Woods with Time of the Season. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop.
This is Bird Note. If a mockingbird had an accent, it would be a thick southern drawl. They were birds of the southern states first. It wasn't until the 19th century that mockingbirds began nesting in the northeastern states. In the 20th century, the birds expanded their range into Ohio and the upper Midwest. Much of California saw the arrival of mockingbirds in the 20th century too, expanding from the state's desert southeast. Habitat change due to humans played a part in their range expansion. The birds thrive in fields with hedgerows, shrubs, and fruit trees. Changes in wildlife policy helped too. Many mockingbirds had previously been trapped for the caged bird trade or shot as agricultural pests. They rebounded when these practices were set aside. But what about their official name? Seems peculiar to call this traditional southerner a northern mockingbird. The northern actually distinguishes them from their even more southerly counterpart, the tropical mockingbird of Central and South America. But who knows? Maybe the northern mockingbird is still a southerner at heart. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Today's show brought to you by the Bobolink Foundation.
We're playing the most variety from the past century of recorded sound. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening to Radio Thrift Shop.
Thank you.
Some cool jazz funk music from Canada. That's Billy Martin with Egg Roll. And before that, a very familiar tune, Ode to Billy Joe by Lou Donaldson. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. If you love crate digging, then you've found the right show. Comments, requests, and correspondence can be sent to RadioThriftShopNH@gmail.com. That's RadioThriftShopNH@gmail.com.